us now through the words that your disciples wrote, through the words that we say, but above all, the word that you are to us in this world. Amen. I'm going to read you a scripture. Perfect. Just leave that picture up there for a bit. So I'm going to read you a scripture reading from Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 23. It echoes to some degree the Isaiah reading that you heard. Now when Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. For those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting nets into the sea. They were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." In the modern translation, we often say, "fish for people." "I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and went with him. He went from there, and he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is the witness of God's people. Thanks be to God. When we imagine this Bible story, Jesus by the lake shore with Simon and Andrew and the sons of Zebedee, we tend to make it exotic, long ago and far away, with people in unfamiliar clothing. But we live on the corner of the river and the sea. We live where fishing has sustained the people for thousands of years, and we live where people still fish for a living. Most of us know people who fish for a living. Many of us know people now elderly whose very first job was net mending, and we still pass a few of the net sheds if we walk by the river. What kind of people did Jesus first summon to the cause? Ordinary people. They had jobs and families. They had a role in the community. They were busy. They struggled sometimes. Sometimes they did well. They were ordinary. As Jesus went along, he called more ordinary people. Luke, the doctor, Mary, a businesswoman, Mary and Martha, homeowners. And the group got bigger and included a formerly blind beggar, a tax collector, a Pharisee, some soldiers, temple Jews, a Samaritan woman. The ones who walked with him, like James and John, and the ones who kept places for him, like Mary and Martha. Jews, Romans, some Greeks, a few Africans. They weren't very holy. They quarreled and they had petty ambitions. They were not outstandingly brave. Peter denied him. Most ran from him at the end. They weren't always smart. Peter was headstrong. Andrew was loyal. James and John were called the sons of thunder, which may give you an idea that you had to be kind of careful around them. Thomas was skeptical. Martha was often angry. Her sister spent more time listening than working. And the Samaritan woman had a very dubious past. They weren't all the same. They didn't think the same or speak the same way. Peter and Andrew spoke Aramaic. Some spoke Greek. They were individual. They were diverse. But they were called to a cause, and to a project that kindled their souls, called from home, and begun to fill them with a whole purpose. It was ordinary people who became the builders of the kingdom. The biblical scholar George Butterick says something very important that I like to remember. And I like his words. Jesus satisfied their unknown longings. There was such authority in him. These men, used to wrestling with storms and darkness, found in him, this is a lovely old phrase, a worthier manhood. His eagerness caught their youth, his certainty their loyalty, his tenderness their love, and some divine solitude in him called to the depths of their souls. They left home and livelihood, a life that had movements out before time and space, place. For at long last, we must believe, and we can believe, not in a philosophy or a creed, but in a person. For only a person can draw love, and principles without the person are a land of ice. Jesus burned with a passion for the human. If people spoke of harvest, he spoke of the human harvest. If they mentioned fishing nets, he proposed that they become fishers of men, of people. If they talked of a well, he talked of living water. Where others saw buildings, governments, battles, or laws, he saw brethren, sisters and brothers. This is the heart of what it means to be one of the followers of Jesus, to allow Jesus to draw out of us the best that God has given to us, to look for that best in every person around us, knowing that they too are the ordinary people who in the person of Christ can be inspired to do extraordinary things. We build terrible anxiety that we aren't good enough or special enough, and we create terrible barriers in imagining that true disciples are either exactly like us or wholly different from us. Brothers and sisters, my brethren, we are called to a common purpose, but not to a common means. That is, we are called to follow Jesus each in our own way. And what may be shared is as simple as kindness, as basic as bread, as homely as a fish, as enlivening as wine or coffee. The common ordinary things and the common ordinary people are the substance of the kingdom of God and the friendship of Jesus, recognized in our friendship with one another. We're going to have an opportunity later today to celebrate friendship with one another and to learn a little bit more about the different ways that we're called as we share some food together. May God bless us in that journey. Amen. We're going to sing Lift Up the Gates Eternal. It's one of those